Well, welcome back. It's Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. My final guest of the afternoon joining me now is Sandy Barua, President and Chief Executive Officer for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy, always great to talk to you.
Jeff, I am delighted to be on the show. I think the two of us should, when Paul allows us, to do that hosting gig together someday, and we could double our salary.
I don't know, the kind of viewership we'd pull in, they may not be ready for it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it could be dozens.
Absolutely. Hey, we've spent a lot of time talking today to Jocelyn Benson, John James, Dr. Vitti, a whole bunch of folks who are talking about both the challenges and opportunities ahead of us here in Detroit, in the state. You know, some heavy stuff, but there have been some really strong wins in the region lately, and I want to start there. 2 weeks ago, the busiest international land border crossing in North America saw a new crossing open, the Gordie Howe International Bridge. You were the people fighting for this for years through every twist and turn and delay. First, have you been over the bridge? And second, what's the real impact to the region?
Well, so first of all, I have not been over the bridge yet because once you see Alyssa Slotkin bicycling over, Gary Peters motorcycling over, and Gretchen Whitmer in a beautiful Mustang GT convertible driving over, it's really kind of hard to compete on social media with that kind of presence. So, but our team actually is walking across the bridge next week, and we intend to meet up with some of our colleagues in Canada halfway at the midpoint of the bridge. But I mean, thank you for bringing up the bridge. I mean, it was such a collective effort, and I really want to give a huge shout out to former Governor Rick Snyder. It was Governor Snyder's efforts with then PM Harper that really got this bridge over the finish line. Yes, there was a few, you know, kind of twists and turns and delays, as you said, Jeff, kind of at the final minute, but I always knew this thing was going to open, and I'm glad it's open.
It's a fantastic thing for the region, and I think it only shows the perseverance that's necessary from leaders like yourself to make big things happen. So congratulations to you as well on that. The other thing we saw last week, voters in Wayne County passed a landmark transit millage, and the Chamber, of course, has been a long-time advocate and supporter of trying to really create a true regional transit system in Southeast Michigan. And now that Wayne County has joined Oakland and Macomb as being an all opt-in county, what do you think that unlocks?
Yeah, so first of all, I think it does position the region for the first time in probably about a decade, well, really ever since the 2016 transit millage, transit RTA creation that just barely failed by 1.5%. I think we now have another opportunity at this. I mean, you know, what our organization thinks, and I think, you know, many leaders that you lead at BLM think the same thing, that, you know, one of the key ways to create a prosperous region is to provide easy, safe, and affordable ways for people to get from point A to point B to either make money or spend money. Yeah. And if a region doesn't have that kind of transit system, regardless what that transit system looks like, the region is going to suffer. And clearly ours has for not having that. So I think we're ripe for that conversation again, especially with the work that Warren Evans has done in this last election.
Yeah, you combine those things with some of the energy that you're feeling in Detroit and the investments that have happened over the last number of years here, whether it's the Michigan Central Train Station, the Hudson's Building, the work that Henry Ford Hospital System is doing in the New Center area. You know, there's a lot happening here. What can we expect
people,
in the next 12?
People want to be downtown. People want to be in downtown Detroit.
Absolutely. So next 12 to 24 months, what else can we expect? What else are you looking forward to?
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about is the redevelopment, the re-envisioning of the Rensen and that portion of the waterfront. I think people like Jared Fleischer, Dan Gilbert, of course, you know, have really stuck with it to kind of have this new vision for what the Rensen could look like. And I mean, you know, the Rensen has been kind of our, you know, favorite building to dislike over the years, but it is iconic. And I think what they have created is this amazing kind of tweener option, if you will, that brings the waterfront up to Jefferson Avenue really opens that up, really kind of expands the Detroit riverfront, but also keeps that iconic skyline while still shrinking the amount of office space that we have. Because as we all know, all of us are using less office space than we used to. I know you've shrunk your office space,
Yep.
Jeff. We've shrunk our office space over the years. This is just reality. Let's make the best of it.
No, and that combined with the Riverfront Conservancy that has done such a great job on the Riverwalk and the investments there. I mean, it's going to be really dynamic. We got about a minute and a half left, Sandy. Now we got to move on to something that's maybe a little harder. You talked about the house being on fire, and you talked about what's the fix at the Mackinac Policy Conference along with Bob Riney. What do we have to do to make Michigan successful?
Well, I mean, this is where, we all kind of look, frankly, to your leadership at BLM, the new Michigan Era plan that you guys have put together. And what we're trying to do is build a regional policy plan that fits underneath the BLM statewide plan. Because first of all, there's no value in kind of recreating the wheel. Our job as a regional organization is to leverage the strength of state organizations like yours. One of the things that I so appreciate, and I know you do too, Jeff, is that, what's now known as the Big Six, the Big Six business organizations across the state, yours, mine, Grand Rapids Chamber, Michigan Manufacturers, Small Business Association, and the Michigan Chamber. We work so well together, and I can't think of a minute of daylight that we've had
Absolutely.
Since in the last 5 years.
Now, it's been a great relationship and partnership, I think, across the state. And it's important for us, right? Because those issues are really critical if we want to change the trajectory of our future. Education, economic development, growing jobs. Sandy, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your leadership and perspective. It's always great to be with you.
Well, thanks. And Lisa says hi.
My best to your wonderful spouse as well.
And yours too.
thank you. Hey, that is all the time that we have today for Focus with Paul W. Smith. Thank you for joining me, Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, as I took the reins from Paul W. this afternoon. Thank you to the WJR team, Mike, Ann, everyone who makes this show possible. It's just such a fantastic experience, and hopefully they'll invite me back sometime in the future. Up next, be sure to stay tuned for JR Afternoon with Ryan Armani. Some great conversations happening there, lots more to talk about, and have a great day.